There has been intense shelling of the centre of Misrata through the night, particularly close to the hospital, where a number of the injured civilians is in fact the main hospital, where most of the injured civilians and most of the injured soldiers, both the rebel fighters and any of the Gaddafi loyalists who are injured, are mostly taken to be treated. This follows a day of intense battle, street fighting, really, in and around the vegetable market area of Misrata, where the rebel fighters appear to be making quite a lot of gains. They took a prisoner, a number of Gaddafi loyalist troops. There were a number of Gaddafi troops who were killed. The rebel fighters also had some heavy casualties, but they were definitely had the upper hand and were making and recapturing large areas which the Gaddafi forces had taken over. They managed to circle and keep most of a renegade group of Gaddafi troops in and around a small group of residential homes. There were about 150 or 200 Gaddafi troops who were hemmed in one area. There was a celebratory gunfire earlier on in the evening as the rebel fighters believed they had cleared out the centre of Misrata. But over the past hour or so, as I say, there's been very intensive shelling of Grad missiles, repeated firing of Grad missiles into the centre of Misrata, very, very close to this hospital. And indeed, we're getting reports that the hospital has actually been hit. The roads have cleared fairly dramatically, and we're just waiting to see what happens now. But a very intense feeling of vulnerability in the city centre. These Grad missiles are on the outskirts of the city. They have fairly long range, and as I say, they're being the centre of Misrata is being pounded at the moment.